In Geneva, Switzerland, leaders from almost 200 countries are meeting to discuss control of the Internet. The World Summit on the Information Society is being sponsored by the United Nations. At it, the United States finds itself at odds with much of the rest of the world. I'm joined from New York by Paul Boutin. He's a contributing editor to Wired magazine, and he's a contributor to Slate. Paul, this meeting is about a lot of things, but the central issue, Internet governance. Is this some kind of a power grab, and is the fate of the Internet at stake?
Well, Alex, it's definitely a power grab, but to be specific about what's at stake, it's the nonprofit U.S. corporation that decides such things as Internet addresses, Internet domain names, and some of the servers that we use to connect to the net.
This is the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. It's called ICANN, a nonprofit corporation. It basically runs the mechanics of the Internet. What's wrong with leaving things as they are? Why do people feel they need changes in the Internet? And specifically, why is it that people in other countries feel they need changes?
Representatives from some countries, such as China, India, South Africa, and Brazil, claim that ICANN is too U.S.-centric, that they're too close to the U.S. Department of Commerce, and that there's not enough international representation in what they do.
And so they would like control transferred to what?
What they propose doing is not dismantling ICANN, but putting it under the oversight of the UN's International Telecommunications Union. This is an agency that decides such things as what frequency shortwave radio is on worldwide.
In this argument, who is taking what side? Where are people in the Internet community on this?
Well, in the Internet community, the surprising thing is the agreement that it's a bad idea to take ICANN, whose meetings are held in the open, anyone can attend, and which is a private sector organization, and put that under the auspices of the UN, which, as we saw last week, meets behind closed doors, ejects people from ICANN who wanted to sit in and listen in on the meetings.
This is a meeting you're referring to last week to kind of set the agenda for this week, and an ICANN representative was actually thrown out of the UN meeting?
Yes, Paul Toomey, the Australian president of ICANN, was escorted out by security when he tried to attend as a spectator.
So what do you think is going to come out of this meeting?
If we're lucky, nothing. In fact, the attendees have already agreed to table the issue until another conference in Tunisia in 2005. And a surprising show of solidarity on the Internet, everyone from the progressives at Indie Media to Instapundits Glenn Reynolds agree that the best thing that can happen is if this committee just collapses on itself.
But do you see people writing on the Internet from overseas, from other places, from Europe or Brazil or China or some of the other countries you mentioned, saying this is a real concern for us and we think there should be a transfer of power from the United States? Or is this the governments of those countries saying that?
There's no argument that developing countries could benefit from better internet access and from cheaper, more efficient services. But no one's been able to explain how taking ICANN, which has nearly 100 governments represented, and putting it under the auspices of the UN will speed that up. In fact, ICANN just moved one of its 13 root servers over to South Africa. That's really the sort of thing that should be happening.
Paul Boutin, contributing editor to Wired magazine, and he's a contributor to Slate. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Alex.